Good morning and welcome to A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. For over 60 years, East Central Illinois' daily gathering spot for conversation, dialogue, and ideas. You can join in on the phone, online, or via a text. Our phone number is 217-356-9397. Email talk@wdws.com. Or text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
And good morning, everybody. Penny for your thoughts on a Friday. It is the last day of the month. It is the last day of the week. August the 31st of 2018 here at News Talk 1400 DWS. Glad to have you with us wherever you might be listening, whether it's in your car, in your house, outside, whether you're listening on streaming close by or far away, we're glad to have you with us. We have a busy show for you today. And if you've ever invited people over to your house and then thought, okay, where am I going to put everybody? That was the question I had today, because we have a big group in here from Champaign Centennial, and Marion Wyatt has worked her usual magic, and she has gotten everybody in the studio for our Illini Friday, and this has been a tradition for almost 20 years, I think, for a long time. And Marion will tell us about that. We have some special guests in the studio with us as well, and someone I think you will recognize right away will be with us as well. We'll do that here in a moment. But they're going to sing some Illini songs for us, get us ready for the big game with Kent State. That'll come up tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Our pregame coverage starts over at the stadium at really 8 o'clock with Saturday Sports Talk. And then, of course, Illini game day follows at 9:30, and then the kickoff at 11. So we got a full day tomorrow as well. We've got the Illini day here with the Champaign Centennial Expressions. They're all set to go. We'll have them come up after this break. Also, we're going to have more Illini Friday with Kent Brown and Cassie Arner and Barry Hauser, of course, with the Marching Illini. And then our last hour of the last Friday of the month is Flashback Friday. We'll do that in hour number two. And we're also Facebook Living today. Lots of things going on social media-wise here as we bring you our first Illini Friday here on the radio on DWS for the 2018 football season. We'll get it all started next after this timeout on Penny for Your Thoughts. Penny for your thoughts. News Talk 1400 DWS. Busy show. We're at 908, 65 degrees. And let's see, partly sunny today, headed for a high of 84, 20% chance of rain, which isn't very much. We're going to be just fine. All right, we're going to start our Illini Friday. And Marion Wyatt has brought her group in, and we have a voice that I think you'll recognize. And I think he remembers how to do this. So let's give it to Jim Turpin.
Hey, I don't know if I do remember you. Can you help me along? Brian's done a great job on Penny, and Marion Wyatt is in her senior year at Centennial. That means she follows Suzanne Aldridge, who had a senior year last year. Marion, how long have we been doing this?
We've been doing Illini Fridays for 18 years.
So you thought very kindly that I should be a part of this because we've done them all.
We have done them all, and I couldn't do this one unless you came in. And so we're thrilled to have you here.
Well, I'm thrilled to be here. Shall we meet the young people here?
Absolutely.
This is going to have to be quick because look at this group. It's a big group. Yes. Hello, Expressions.
Hello.
All right.
Let's start with the number one here who's got a little shout out. We'll start right here. This happens to be who?
Nope. I don't know who that young lady is. She's very attractive, though, and very, very sweet.
It's Jim's granddaughter. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Jordan DeLose. I'm a senior at Centennial, and I want to shout out my best friend, Grace Ketchatarian, who's running for Miss America right now, and her platform is You Matter Mission, which is for teens who are going through mental illnesses, and she's fighting for that right now and using that to fight for that.
Hi, my name is Gabrielle Lewis, and I'm 17. I'm a senior at Centennial High School, and I've been involved in choir since my freshman year.
Hi, I'm Allison Lehman. I'm a senior, and I'm also a part of Centennial's Archery Club.
Hi, my name is Jacqueline Weiss. I'm a senior at Centennial High School, and we want to thank Pepsi for paying for our T-shirts.
Hi, my name is Judith Hampton. I'm a junior at Centennial High School, and I participate in choir. I want to give a shout-out to Matt Robeson for listening at the quarterback club.
Hi, my name is Gracie Shanks, and I'm a junior at Centennial High School, and we would like to say thank you to Jimmy John's for paying for our food since Ms. Wyatt's last year.
Hi, I'm Lauren Claxton. I'm a senior at Centennial High School. I'm in Thespians, National Honor Society, and Choir.
Hi, my name is Noni Crawford. I'm a junior in Centennial High School. I'm in Expressions Choir, French Honor Society, National Honor Society, Expressions Choir, and a few other things.
Hi, I'm Abby Mandala. I'm part of Ping Pong Club, Mock Trial, and Key Club, paired with the Kiwanis.
Hi, I'm Isha Mehta. I'm a junior at Centennial, and I'm the vice president of Ping Pong Club.
Hi, I'm Jonah Wilson. I'm a junior at Centennial, and I'm a part of Softball, Volleyball, and Expressions Choir.
Hi, I'm Sarah Cleveland. I'm a junior at Centennial High School, and I play volleyball.
Hi, I'm Kenne Benschneider. I'm a junior at Centennial, and I am involved in Softball, Volleyball, and Expressions Choir.
Hi, my name is Kashara Crompton, and I'm in Expressions Choir, and I'd like to give a shout-out to our principal for letting us get out today.
Who is your principal this year? Everybody?
Mr. Neitzel!
Mr. Neitzel, we want to thank you. And before we do the other half, we're going to add a little song.
We are marching for hero Illini, for the men who are fighting for you. Here's a cheer for our dear alma mater. May our love forever be true. While we're marching along life's pathways, may the spirit of old Illinois keep us marching and singing with true Illini spirit for our dear old Illinois. Asiwama, Illinois, our eyes are all on you. Asiwama,
take over and go this way. Okay.
Hi, my name is Olivia Carr, and I'm a junior at Centennial, and I'm on the swim team.
Hi, my name is Ginny Kirby, and I'm a junior at Centennial, and I'm involved in choir, theater, and Centennial's Dance Marathon.
Hi, my name is Megan Roderick. I'm a junior at Centennial, and I'm involved in choir.
Hi, my name is Madeline Childress. I am a senior at Centennial. I am a part of Expressions, Thespians, and I am the assistant music director for C2 Productions' Shrek the Musical.
Hi, my name is Camille Hauser. I'm a senior at Centennial High School. I'm involved in choir and photography.
Hi, I'm Kate Doyle. I'm a senior at Centennial, and I competitively ride horses.
Hi, I'm Michaela Walker. I'm a junior at Centennial High School. I used to be in band, and now I'm in choir. I'm super excited to be in Expressions, and that's all.
Hi, my name is Maddie Michael. I'm a senior this year at Centennial, and I'm involved in Dance Marathon, Musical Theater, and Little Chargers.
Hello, this is Michael Lee, senior at Centennial, and I just want to give a quick shout-out to Mike Alvis and AA T-Shirts for creating these awesome shirts for us.
Hi, my name is Excellence Nandula. I'm a senior at Centennial High School. I'm involved with choir, French Honor Society, and the drama program.
Hi, I'm Kyle McGregor. I am a senior at Centennial. I'm involved in choir, and I play football.
Hi, my name is Alex Dalton. I'm a junior at Centennial, and I'm involved in choir.
Hey, my name is Hassan. I'm junior at Centennial High School.
Hello, my name is Dylan Chambers. I'm a freshman at Parkland College, and my major is Media Arts and Production.
Hi, my name is Isaac Talavera, and I'm part of choir and National Honor Society.
Hi, my name is Thomas Green. I'm a senior at Centennial, and I'm involved in golf, track, student council, thespians, and Expressions Choir.
Hi, my name is Tyson Sigler. I'm a junior at Centennial, and I'm involved in choir.
Hi, my name is Kenny Flax. I am a senior at Centennial High School. I am in Expressions Choir and involved in the Centennial Drama Department.
Hi, my name is Caden Schaffner, and I'm a thespian. I'm involved in Dance Marathon and Thespians.
Hello, my name is Elijah Miller, and I'm involved in choir. I'm a senior in Centennial High School, and we'd like to thank our bus driver, Ernest, for driving us to News Gazette.
Hi, my name is Tyson Burton. I'm a senior at Centennial High School. I play football, run track, and I'm a part of Expressions Choir.
I'm Lavelle Fleming. I'm a senior at Centennial High School. I play football, I'm a wrestler, and I'm part of Expressions Choir.
Hi, I'm Robert Stumborg. I'm a senior in Centennial. I'm involved in the theater department, and I'm a thespian.
Hi, my name is John C.D. Bandura. I'm senior at school. I play soccer.
All right, nice round of applause for everybody. Good job. So, Marion, come over here for a minute. Now, this young lady to your left here, you don't know who this is, or do you?
Yes,
she says, I thought just someone had just wandered in here.
No, she didn't wander in.
Oh, okay.
We asked her to come as our special guest to talk about an event that we have tomorrow morning at Centennial High School at 8 a.m. that we'd like people to come at 7.
Yeah, it was going to be tonight,
right.
But they postponed until tomorrow at 8. This is Suzanne Aldridge.
Good morning. My name is Sue Aldridge, and I'm a 2017 graduate of Centennial High School Drama Program, and an alumni sort of Expressions as well. I'm here today to talk to the listening audience about the event that's happening tomorrow for the Central Centennial football game. Almost 9 years ago, two young men were lost to very unique circumstances. My son Cliff Aldridge to a rare form of cancer, and Keegan Bannon, who was a senior at the time at Central High School, of a similar situation. And once they passed, there were many honors that were given to both boys. And one of them that I think that, speaking for the Bannon and Aldridge family, that has meant the most to us was the unification of the Central and Centennial communities to celebrate not the rivalry between the two schools, but celebrate the similarities and the honor of being spirit and being a team together for one cause. And we came up with, 8 years ago, the Spirit Award, which honored both boys and all of those other people who have passed, to say, hey, we may play really hard on the field, and we may play really hard on a tennis court or a basketball court or a volleyball court, but together we're just one people. And so we, the choir departments and the band departments, come together for this one time a year, and we sing the national anthem as a unifying song. And it's a wonderful experience that both the Bannons and the Aldridges cannot thank Unit 4 and the Champaign schools for allowing us to do.
All right. Thank you, Sue. And why don't we sing some more?
We'll do the alma mater.
She's headed for the keyboard.
Get your arms around each other, please. You too, Mr. Turpin. You too, Mr. Barnard.
You're on to song.
Ready?
Hail to the orange, hail to the blue, hail alma mater, ever so true,
so true.
We love no other, so let's our motto be.
Talk to you a little bit about Brian can jump in here if he'd like to. This has been a long haul for you. You've done so many fine things at Centennial. Is there any one thing that when your senior year is over that you will remember as in your career?
I want to remember that I did my best every day and that I made a difference. No specific event. Just as Sue Aldrich always says, make memories. You know, some of them are happy and some of them are sad. Make memories, but make a difference.
Very well said. See, there's some of those things we can say on the air and some we can't, right?
Yes, sir. And I'm so thankful that there's so many alums that join in. As a matter of fact, we had Brian's daughter in here, and I remember how excited you were, Brian, that you were kind of in the back and Jim was on the air, and you would be up there, like, taking pictures real close of your daughter. And, you know, it's just so exciting to share. And everybody that has come in today so far, they've been alums. And so we hope that you can join us today at the Quarterback Club. We're going to be there. Matt Buller was in Expressions.
Right.
He's the president of the Quarterback Club.
Yes,
and we're singing today.
And you're going to be elsewhere too, right? Did you mention that already?
I don't think we did. We're going to go out to Meijer when we leave here. And then we'll go to the Quarterback Club, and then we go to Jimmy John's on Kirby, and we sing between 12:30 and 1:15. And so we hope we have lots of family and community members. And if you're sitting at home just hanging out listening to Penny, join us, please. You don't have to be an Expression alum or Centennial or Central. Just come out and join us.
Yeah. Just have a good time.
We do, yeah. Don't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's sing. That's what we'd like to hear, don't we, Brian?
Sure, absolutely. That's why they're here.
More songs here from the Expressions from Centennial. Marianne Wyatt on the keyboard. And if she brought the right music, she's okay. Sounds a hand. That was good. We love it. See, Cassie Arner and Kent Brown are coming in, and I guess they're going to be on right after this. Right?
Yeah, we're just doing a whole hour of this, so we'll just keep it going with them.
You have any more songs? That's good. Come on. How many football players do we have over there?
Yeah.
Oh. So it's tomorrow morning, right?
Correct. At 8 a.m.
You ready to go?
Yes.
No, this, you can't shake your head. This is not television. This, please.
Is it radio? Are you ready
yes.
to go?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Go Chargers. All right, we have about another couple of minutes. If you want to, what would you like to do?
I'd like you to ask me why, if we're from Centennial, and our colors are blue. Why are we wearing purple?
Let me see if I can. If Centennial's colors are blue, why are you wearing purple?
Thank you for asking that, Jim. The students always design the T-shirts every year in expressions, and this year they chose purple because our accompanist, her name is Perla Robertson, she's on a Make-A-Wish trip right now with her four children and her husband to Florida, no, to California, to see Disneyland, where they help people who have terminal illnesses, and she has cancer, and so we have on our sleeve hashtag Pearls for Perla to help show her support, and her favorite color is purple, so we decided to go purple. We have Live Like Luke. Luke Miller would have been a senior this year, and many of the seniors here were very good friends, and so we want to live like Luke and be positive. And last year we sang in New York City, and they sing for us, they sing for me, and so we sing to help make people happy and to change their day.
Are you on that 5-hour energy thing, or how?
I try to stay away from caffeine, but I have had friends of mine say I'm a little like the Energizer Bunny. Our last hashtag that is not on our shirt but that is on our heart is hashtag You Matter Mission. And if anyone can put that on their social media, we would love it, because all of us are touched by mental illness, and we want to take away the stigma. Years ago, they fought so hard to take away the R word being used with autistic children, and that has gone. You don't walk around and hear that R word anywhere. And now we want to be able to have less stigma about mental illness, and we wish Grace, hope she's going to become Miss America.
Yes, indeed. Grace Kachaturian, Miss Illinois, is on her way. I mean, she's already out there. They're right. Doing all kinds of things.
Have
we have
seen
time.
Star Spangled Banner before we leave?
Yes, indeed. I was going to suggest that.
Tomorrow we'll be singing that with Central and their new choir director, Mr. Nick Schulz.
Oh, always the politician.
No, just giving credit.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free?
What a great way to wrap it up, and congratulations to you on your Illini Fridays, if nothing else, 18 of them. This is your last one, your senior year, and congratulations for all you've done. And when I think about Marion Wyatt and Suzanne Aldridge, and I just look at these people, I know what you've done. You've made them grow.
Thank you, and if I could show everyone through the radio, I was so touched, as I pointed out to Brian. We had students today, when they were singing the national anthem, they don't know it because they're from other countries, and they had their phones out with the words on it. And I am so grateful to be able to teach with such a diverse group, and I'm very proud of all of you.
Okay, we're off to Myers?
Yes, off to Myers.
Then where?
Also, it's one of our special members' birthday, Maddie Michael. She turned 17 today, so just wanted to say happy birthday to her.
Can we sing happy birthday to her? She doesn't know it, but we're having a surprise party.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Maddie.
There'll be cupcakes at Jimmy John's.
All right. Thank you very much, Marion. Thanks, Expressions. And Brian, quite a show.
Thank you,
Mr. Brian.
Thank you, Jim. Great to see you again. Thank you very much. All right. Well, I got a lot more to come. So we will take a break. Adam and Ed will do that. We've got more coming up. Illini Friday, Kent Brown, Cassie Yarner, and Barry Hauser all coming up straight ahead. Penny for your thoughts. But now this time out. Wow. How about all that, huh? Well, we were on Facebook Live. We were live on the radio, of course, and streaming. We had about, 40 people in here, 35 or 40, jammed into the studio, and you heard from the Champaign Centennial Expressions. And good to hear from Jim Turpin and Suzanne Aldridge and, of course, Marion Wyatt. And they've been doing this many, many years before I got here, or maybe about the time I did get here almost 20 years ago, 18 years ago. But it is great to hear from each and every one of them, and we thank you for listening in with us on that as we get you ready for Illini football tomorrow against Kent State. Champaign Central and Centennial, they play tomorrow at 8 a.m. That game moved to tomorrow morning. We're going to have Kent Brown, Cassie Yarner, and Barry Hauser come in with us next. We'll go from about 40 people down to three guests. Want to tell you quickly about Corey Swanson. He's a hands-on owner. He's the owner of Swanson Roofing, the roofing dog. Truly a family-owned business, 100% owned and operated by Corey Swanson and his wife, Melissa. The Roofing Dog crew, comprised of roofing professionals certified in roof installation, and recently voted in the People's Choice Awards as the best roofing company in East Central Illinois. They guarantee their workmanship for the lifetime of the roof, and the materials they use are guaranteed for 50 years. The Roofing Dog, Swanson Roofing, providing services in Champaign, Ford, and McLean counties, as well as Vermilion County. 217-355-ROOF, 217-355-7663, or visit Swanson Roofing online at theroofingdog.com. More to come here on our Illini Friday. Again, Kent, Cassie, and Barry will join us. And then after 10 o'clock, our Flashback Friday. Last hour, the last Friday of the month. We'll tell you what the topic is when we get closer to the top of the hour. But back with more of our Illini Friday after this. Time out on Penny. All right, Penny, for your thoughts, News Talk 1400 DWS. As we continue with our Illini Friday, we have Flashback Friday coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. And as we work our way through the year, we'll be doing this on Home Game Fridays. Normally, we'll do it a little later in the second hour. But in this case, we needed to do it early, so we're doing it now. And I guess we can do what we want here. So we're going to do it right now. And joining us for many years when Jim hosted the show, Kent Brown, of course, has been here a long time, the old Atwood Hammond star.
Raja.
And then Cassie Yarner. Where'd you go to high school?
McGill Toolin in Mobile, Alabama. No one knows there.
Nowhere near here?
No.
Okay. And you, Barry Hauser?
Went to John Glenn High School in northern Indiana. So not too far away, but still far away.
Okay. Well, you're all Illini now and close by and working for the University of Illinois. Now, Cassie, you came back.
I did.
You went to, like, Auburn or something, right?
I did go to, like, Auburn, and you can't stay away from this place too long.
Yeah.
Got to come back.
Yeah. They had orange down there, too, though, right?
I haven't had to wear anything other than orange and blue in 23 of the last 24 years of my life.
And
Well done.
Well done, yes. Now, you were in the – you worked for Kent.
I did.
Several years ago, right? As the
Kent's made me who I am
today.
And
then when she left, we really missed her. There's no doubt about it. But she had some great opportunities at the University of Houston first, and then – chance to move to Auburn after that. And so we are extremely fortunate to have Cassie back on our staff and the institutional knowledge that she brings back. And then the just she's terrific. She's a great what she does. She's very smart and on top of things, very organized. And we're very lucky to have her part of our staff again. Mm-hmm.
And Cassie, your job now is?
Marketing. Yeah, so a little different role, but I think what translates to it all is I love this place and I want everybody to love it. So in marketing, that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to sell this passion, and that's not that hard to do. You know, the University of Illinois has had great history. And I think that's something we just got to continue to build here, and Lovey's doing that. And, you know, all this game day experience stuff, it's a way to create memories. Mm-hmm. It's not just about what's happening on the field, but there's a lot of things that can happen with families that they remember for years to come.
Mm-hmm. Barry Hauser is with us, too. We're going to hear more about the Marching Illini, but are they ready to go?
We will be. We will be. We've got another night rehearsal tonight where we'll put the icing on the cake and we'll be ready to go.
All right. And how many members of the Marching Illini?
375.
Is that pretty standard?
Yeah, we keep that a pretty set number. Unfortunately, you know, every year it's really quite amazing. We had about 600 new students express interest in the Marching Illini this year, with about 275 returning. So, you know, to get it to 375, it's been a process that started back in January, and we just solidified that, the membership of the band, on Thursday of this past week. So about a week and a day ago, the band was finalized, and so we've been working with this final band for about a week and a day, so we'll debut all of that tomorrow.
And we're going to talk more about this probably next week, but the Ron and Paula Filler Tower that you're working from now,
yeah,
it's pretty impressive.
It's very impressive. We're very fortunate that we've had this great opportunity, and of course, a number of donors in addition to Ron and Paula. But Ron and Paula, you know, gave a very significant gift to make that happen, and it's just been life-changing in terms of our rehearsal efficiency, mm-hmm. and what we're able to see, what we're able to do, how we work with the students. So it's great.
All right. If you have any questions along the way here, 356-9397. They're going to stun you with all they know, so you probably won't have any questions. But we'll start with Kent and 11 o'clock game.
11 o'clock kickoff, and Big Ten Network, of course, is in town this weekend to cover the game. And you know, it's this first game of the year. There's always a lot of excitement about it. There's a you know, around our in our world on campus, you know, this first game, there's so much to get ready because it's, you know, been, you know, 9 months since we've been out there, and so. It always happens. It always comes up, and everything kind of, you know, works. But there's a lot of work that goes into getting this game ready, and a lot of planning been going on since really last spring. And this is one of the things that Cassie's been a part of in fan engagement and trying to make the game day experience as positive as possible. And but from our little role up in our little world on the eighth level of the press box, you know, I always tell everybody whether we're ready or not, the game's going to start at 11:01 tomorrow, and off we go.
I'm glad it's 11:01. 11 might have been too soon.
Right.
We need that extra minute.
No doubt.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
And Kent, you're around Lovie Smith even more. I mean, I'm around him a lot, but you're around him day to day. And I could sense, even in Chicago at the media day, that he was really excited about this year.
He's been excited since the spring. I mean, all summer long, he's had a really positive attitude. And going through camp, he that has not changed at all. And He sees it. Those of us who are practice every day have seen the improvement and the growth and the maturity of all those young guys that had to play a year ago. Now, are we the finished product yet? No, but it's a huge jump from a year ago. It's amazing. Last year, I felt like at practice, they were literally having to move guys around through practice. You almost had to grab them by the hand and walk them through things because they just didn't have the experience. And it's such a change from high school to college. And all of a sudden, they were right in the middle of a college football season playing against men on other teams. And now that big group has all been through a year of strength and conditioning. And when you watch practice now, they know where they're doing. They know what they're going. They look like Big Ten football players all of a sudden. And so all that has changed. And so the culture inside the program has really stepped up. It's a real positive thing. And Coach is as positive as I've seen him, for mm-hmm. sure, here. And he's a pretty, as you know, pretty level guy. He doesn't mm-hmm. really get too high or too low. But when he starts talking about what he's seen within this team, his eyes get wide open, and he gets excited about it.
We're here with Kent Brown, Cassie Yarner from the DIA, and, of course, Barry Hauser with the Marching Illini. Cassie, while you were working away, Grange Grove came into being, and now you've come upon the scene. So what are you trying to do with that experience since you took over and get a chance to kind of run it?
I think that's one of the greatest changes I've seen since I've gotten back. That area, it's, number one, it's beautiful. Yesterday they put up all the banners along the promenade with all the Grange Grove banners, and to me, or the Red Grange banners, and to me that's just another great depiction of our history. And bringing that back so people understand that tradition there. But, you know, for us, I think we just want to build on what already has been spectacular there. Mm-hmm. A couple things we're bringing in this year are a former letter winner's autograph tent. You know, so again, another chance for fans to go and appreciate players of the past, and then those players to feel the appreciation from the fans and meet people and continue to stay really involved in the program. Inside the stadium, we're really excited about things like our new concessionaire Spectra. first of all, when you walk in, you're going to immediately see a visual difference. They have come in and branded that area, and it is gorgeous. I mean, I don't even know how else to say it. You look at the signage that they've got, the menu items. I mean, it already looks like an incredible upgrade. And they've taken a lot of these food items that you see at every venue and made it just a little bit better. Better toppings, you know, better amenities with it. I think it's going to be great. But so I think fans are going to see across the board from the minute they get on campus until they get into the stadium that we've just tried to take things a step up. You know, we want this experience to be really good from the minute they step on campus.
I think the thing too, and I know Kent, you saw this when Grange Grove first opened. People were walking around, fans were going, okay, now can we go in there?
Yeah.
Are we allowed in there? And there, you know, over time, I know you guys have talked about who can come and who's in and what you can do to be a part of it.
Yeah, we tried to say from the very beginning, you know, this is a free area, right? And so you can bring your own tailgate in and set up your little pop-up tent and chairs and do your own thing in there. You can also, we have a company.
Tailgater Concierge.
Tailgater Concierge. If you want to have them set up for you, you can do that. If you have a group, you can do that. Mm-hmm. You know, you can even bring your stuff in on Friday. There's a little window block.
5 to 7 p.m.
2 hours to bring all your stuff in Friday and then come back Saturday. It's already set up. And, you know, we've kind of put the student area at the north end of Grange Grove, and that is a really active area. And it just brings a lot of energy to close to the stadium, which hadn't been there for a long, long time since we'd moved really tailgating area, and that was more of a premium parking. And it's nothing against those folks because they have other places to go rather than at their car and their tailgate. So this has really changed the atmosphere on that west side of the stadium.
Yeah, when you come, do you have to check in with anybody?
Just come on in. There's entrances on both the south, north, and west side. Mm-hmm. This week's band entertainment is 90s Daughter. That's a big local favorite. They'll start right after a line-out walk. So line-out walk's going to be a little different timing this year, about 8:45. Normally, we're telling people to get out there 2.5 hours before, which we would love for them to come and get lined up and come see the players as they walk through. And we're also going to narrow that line a little bit. You know, it used to be where players would walk 4 or 5 people across. We want it to be 1 or 2 so that fans really get to slap hands with every single player as they come through. Again, that's just that other connection to where the fans feel part of the team and the team feels the support and love from the fans.
And if you've been there on a Saturday morning or afternoon, the Marching Illini are there on the steps right behind the statue.
Yeah.
And, you're going to be doing that again.
We will be doing that again. So as Cassie said, we've kind of adjusted our schedule to make sure that fits within the timeline of Illini Walk. So at 8:45, the Illini Drumline will be out there. They'll do their traditional drumline warm-up that we've been doing now for the past several years since Grange Grove has opened. And then as the team comes in, as soon as they enter the promenade area right there, Marching Illini will kick in to about a 10-15 minute concert to welcome the team. Kind of a miniature pep rally, if you will, just to get Illini fans ready for the game and hopefully get everybody riled up so we can take on Kent State.
We're here with Kent Brown, of course, Cassie Arner, and Barry Hauser from the Marching Illini. Okay, the Marching Illini, one thing we wanted to do was give people a little preview of what you guys have been working on this week.
Yeah, and so let me talk a little bit about
it.
Talk about
what it is.
All right. So this is the 150th anniversary of Illinois Bands. And for our listeners out there, a lot of you know already, this is the nation's first collegiate band program. So 150 years of some really amazing history. Albert Austin Harding was the first director of bands. He was actually an engineering student at the University of Illinois and became the first band director at Illinois, but also anywhere in the country. So this first show that we're doing, we have claimed the fame of the very first halftime show. So in looking at that, we've kind of done a recreation of some of those things that you would see with a lot of the military review drill and so forth with some of those marches along the way. So we're going to do Revelation March, the Southerner, which are big band favorites from many years ago. And then we're going to end with Illinois March, and I think that's what our preview is right here.
Okay.
So a little bit of Illinois March, a march written specifically for the Marching Illini.
All right, Adam, you're up. Thank you. So there's a preview.
There's a preview right there.
Yeah, 150 years.
150 years. Yeah. Yeah, quite a history. And so a lot of this season we'll be doing some throwback shows to that, but also celebrating where we are in the present. And, of course, homecoming is going to be a big celebration with alums from every era. We still actually have some musicians that played in Harding's band. We have a 101-year-old bass drummer that lives in Urbana, and he's come back to several of our events over the past year or so. So we're hoping he continues to joke about things in terms of, well, you know, we'll see how it goes in the next hour, just to make sure that he's going to be there. But he's really a great, great alum of the band program, and it's been great that he spent some time with us along the way.
All right, Barry, thank you for preparing that for us. And Kent, Cassie, anything else we need to touch
you know,
on? You got a whole page of stuff.
There are so many new things that are going on that Cassie's kind of put together, and I'll talk in a minute, but Dana Howard, obviously, is being inducted into the National Football Foundation College Football Hall of Fame. He'll be recognized on the field. He'll also be part of the autograph tent prior to the game. And so excited to be able to recognize Dana. And we've got a couple others lined up down the road, hopefully in the coming years for the Hall of Fame. But Dana is obviously very, very deserving. You know, we brought you in the Smith Center hat, you know, and obviously there's a big week in the athletics department. So the Smith family is going to be recognized on the field as well, following their $20 million gift. And Brian, we'll be waiting on your commitment for your $20 million gift as well.
I'll have to work a long time for that.
But
just a dollar a day for 20 million days.
20 million days. And so what a great Dale and Chris Smith, who were here this week, and their family, unbelievable gift. I mean, it just is a game changer for in a lot of different ways. Not only it's for also the Carl Illinois College of Medicine. We've got some returning scholarships that they're going to fund, and then the building, the Performance Center, and so being a part of that. And then Kathy can explain this more, but Brian, we expect at kickoff that have the Lovey beard on, and somehow I want to see a selfie.
I think a Facebook there. Live Facebook of the live. Start of your broadcast with a Lovey beard is
so we, I'm
absolutely
handing you
necessary.
The beard. You have it in your possession now. So and Ed does too. Ed, we made sure Ed had one. So expect to see that at kickoff.
Yeah, in case you didn't know, this is all the rage now, the Lovey beard.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Absolutely. So who all's getting those? Do you get students or what?
5,000 will go to our student section. Barry has promised that the Marching Illini will be sporting it at kickoff unless the instrument says that they cannot. Playing the instrument's most important. But yeah, you know, it was funny. At Big Ten Media Day, we saw Mike Hall on the Big Ten Network sport a beard while he was interviewing Lovey, and we said, hey, how crazy would that be if at kickoff for that first game, Lovey, who will clearly look up in the student section, not be concentrating on the first play of the game, sees a sea of gray beards honoring him. So, that's our goal. I think a lot of people have had fun with it this week. We just saw a picture of the volleyball team did their make your own Lovey beards for a picture to support the team since they're out in Washington. This should be exciting and at least just a lot of fun because that beard, Lovey's beard, has taken on a life of its own.
Well, as long as he doesn't shave it, we're okay.
Well, he promised that he wouldn't at least until Saturday. After Saturday, he can do what he wants. But a couple other things in Grangegrove I want to make sure we're pointing out. You know, we are going with a clear bag policy this year into the stadium. We need to make sure we get that word out as much as possible because that will be a little bit new for our fans. We're the last school in the Big Ten to do it. It's something that's highly recommended by Homeland Security and other security experts. But we do know that there will be people that don't quite hear that or don't have their bag yet. So we will have a bag check in both Grangegrove and over by Portal 6 on the east side in case you enter over there. And along with that bag check, we'll hold on to it for free through the whole game. You can pick it up after the game's over. We'll also be checking strollers. So we know a large majority of our fans are families, and we want to encourage families with small kids to come out because there is so much activity going on in and around the game. So we don't want lugging your children and their belongings to be hard on you. So we'll take care of your stroller while you go in and watch the game and have it safe and sound for you when you come back out.
All right, a couple of questions here on the text line. What time do lots open?
7 a.m.
7 a.m.
No matter the game time.
Doesn't matter. Lots next week it'll be the same.
Yeah. Right. I think we do have the for the Penn State game, which is
that's
a Friday.
That's true. The Friday night game will be a little bit different.
But if it's a Saturday game, 7 a.m.
Right. And Rick texts in. He says, I just can't help it. I love the Lovey beard. go Illini. So there's another fan.
Does Rick want one? Is that what he's asking? Because we can do that.
He can certainly help out with that, yeah. Well, guys, it's going to be a fun weekend, and good to, you know, now the weather should be okay. And, you know, 3 years ago we had Kent State in here, and remember that. But we had
Brian
a thunderstorm.
The longest game ever.
Well, that's not going to happen.
2 days to finish it.
But so Kent State's coming in, and so that'll be 11 o'clock kickoff. Our pregame coverage starts at 8, really, with Steve Kelly and Lauren Tate, and then Scott Beatty. I'll be over there.
Scott's going to be in Grange Grove broadcasting from there, so you can listen to him and high-five him all at the same time.
At the same time, and then we'll have our network coverage and all of that up till kickoff. Well, guys, we'll look forward to doing this in the future. And
good deal. We can't wait for the season to get started. I mean, there's so much preparation that goes into this thing, and Saturday is finally the culmination, right? Mm-hmm. We've been working, and so getting the season started, and then it becomes a routine. You get into this weekly kind of thing going, and it's but nothing like the football season to get everybody fired up and a lot of energy going.
Now,
around.
If you'd have been over at Purdue, you'd have had to be ready by last night.
Oh yeah,
you know, for those Thursday night games.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I don't know if you're a big fan of those.
Yeah, that's okay. We're good with this.
Yeah.
Can I give one last plug?
Yeah.
So if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, 4 tickets for $49. Great, great price for the family. Bring everybody out. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Hey, guys, thanks for being with us.
Thanks.
I appreciate it. All right, Adam, let's take a quick break. Come back. We'll get ready for the news. Flashback Friday next after the news at 10. All right. We're at 9:59:46, so I'm going to have to get out here. We'll have our Flashback Friday coming up. We'll give you an example of what we're looking for right after the news at 10, and we'll have a lot of fun. It'll have to do with high school and college and football and memories and traditions. We'll do all that next.
It's the second hour of A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397, email talk at WDWS.com, or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
Penny for Your Thoughts, and I didn't think it'd ever get here, because we had all these extra, it seemed like extra days in August, like we had five Thursdays, and we finally got to Friday.
Lots of them.
And the last Friday of the month, the last hour of the last Friday, is our Flashback Friday. And so we're going to talk about my topic real quick. I do want to tell you quickly, I got to get this in, college is closer than you think, whether sending your child to college next year or in 18 years, celebrate National College Savings Month with Busey Wealth Management. Now's the perfect time to save. There's a lot of costs. Public two-year college in district, $3,570 they say for average for tuition and fees. A public four-year college in state, $9,970. Save early and often. Open a college savings account like a 529 savings account. Your savings will be tax deferred and free from federal income taxes. Make saving automatic. Increase the amount you save each year. Set a goal and stick to it, and choose a college savings plan that matches your priorities. All available at Busey. You can invest in your child's future today with Busey. For a saving strategy for your family, visit Busey.com or stop by one of their many convenient locations. Our thanks to the Champaign Centennial Expressions. We had 40 people in here for that, I think. We had Kent and Cassie and Barry from the DIA and the Marching Illini with us. So we had four. Now we're down to two. And Karen York is coming in for a couple of minutes here to help me get started with the Flashback Friday.
What a busy morning.
Yeah,
lots
it really
of people
is.
In and
yeah.
out. It's like great
an,
fun.
Like an overbooked hotel or something.
Exactly.
But what we're going to do today is, since it's the high school season has started and the college football season has started, and I guess what I'm looking for, and it can be any of these things. First of all, if you call in or text or whatever, tell me where you went to high school. If that's a, you know, if obviously where you're from, and they all, everybody went to high school, you've got where you went to college, and include a lot of people too. But also, any traditions or memories of football games or athletics or different things you were around that you did involving your high school or your college? And I've got a list of college traditions. You know, obviously, we have the great traditions at the U of I that we've had over the years.
Tailgating
and so forth. And, you know, going back to the chief, to, you know, all the current things that we have with the block eye and everything else. So,
right.
So anyway, so you went to
Champaign Central.
Yeah.
And I would say the biggest traditions that I can remember, as cheerleaders, we would go to Uncle John's. Mm-hmm. Which used
the
to
pancake
be
house.
The pancake yeah. house, Uncle John's, Ansonia's. Before school, have breakfast, then go to school. During like Beat Urbana week, the cheerleaders, we hosted them at our house for a dinner before the game.
That went well?
Always.
It was fun. Yeah.
I'm still friends with several.
Really?
Yes.
Even though they went to Urbana.
Yeah, that was fine. Yeah. We still got along. It's like Centennial. You meet those people and you still get along. Yeah. So. Always did that. There were, you know, decorating the halls and having floats, you know, for homecoming and those type of events. So yeah. lots of good things. You used to walk from Central High School out to Tommy Stewart Field for as a parade. Mm-hmm. Used to do those type of things. So, mm-hmm. But the biggest thing was always going. Everybody would go to Aunt Sonia's before school. And of
the
course,
day of the game.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That Friday. And locker decorations, that was huge, too. Mm-hmm. Everybody mm-hmm. decorated the lockers. So a lot. I don't know if they still do that, if they decorate lockers.
Well, I know anymore. They have Spirit Week and a lot of different things for homecoming. I know that.
Right. But they used to do it, like we had groups of people that did it for every game.
Every game.
For every, on every football player's mm-hmm. locker was something. Mm-hmm. So I still have some of those things.
Still do from
still
your locker?
Do.
Really?
Still do. Not my locker, Dale's locker.
Dale's locker.
No.
Okay.
I'd be putting them on those lockers, but yes.
Now, were you dating Dale in high school?
Yes.
So you went to the football games together?
Yeah. I was
a cheerleader, but I mean.
And he was a football player.
Okay. So you were there.
We were there.
You were
yes.
cheering him on. Well, yeah. See, that's like the classic American story, isn't it?
Yeah. And 40-some years later, we're still. Yeah. So, and our kids went to Central and so followed those traditions. So it was a lot of fun.
Well, thanks for the help.
Sure.
Getting us started.
I'm anxious to listen to see what other people have done in different towns.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Thank you, Karen. Appreciate it. All right. Ed, you can tell me where you went to high school. I know you said you weren't involved in any, let me get the right mic on here, weren't involved in any sports, but.
Yeah, I was at Glenbrook North High School.
What was their nickname?
Spartans. In Northbrook, Illinois.
Yeah. Did you go to any football games?
I went to a couple. Okay. Yeah, I did.
Okay.
But I don't remember a whole lot
about them.
About the I told you, I was really involved in the YMCA. That's where I spent all my time.
Mm-hmm. All right, 356. Thank you, sir. You
yes,
can
sir.
Hang around if you want. But 356-9397 is the phone number. Text line 351-5357. And you can email us these in at talk@wdws.com. And even if you say, well, I really don't have a memory, just send in where you went to high school. Get your high school. Give some props to your high school or to your college. All right. Mick, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. It's Mick from Quarterback Club. How are you?
Oh, how are you? Good.
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Arcola High School, Purple Riders.
Yeah.
Go Purple Riders tonight. Polo Wars, obviously.
Yeah. What do you think of that? They're back.
Yeah, they're back. It's about time. Hope it happens more often.
Yeah. So what was being in a Cola War like?
It was exciting. It was a highlight of our football season. It was, I don't know, something we look forward to all year. And back in the day, we had some real battles. And I hope tonight's a good game as well.
Yeah. Did you have any special things you did or remember doing?
Oh, yes, there were always things like bonfires and special cheerleader activities and pep rallies and things of that sort. Yes, it was really, really a big deal probably a few years ago, and I hope it rekindles and starting tonight with a Purple Rider victory, obviously, in Tuscola for the Cola Wars. So.
Yeah, and the game,
yes,
we're,
and
we're,
I went to,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, we're,
I went to school at, yep.
I was going to say, where's the game tonight?
Tuscola.
Okay. Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yep. Okay. Two things. I went to school at SIU in Carbondale. That's one. And there'll be a tailgate party at the game tomorrow with WDWS
Oh, yes, our tent?
Yes.
Yeah, well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
How do we call in and get tickets to that Vine, do you know?
You know, I don't know if you can call in and get them. Let me check with Karen. I know we have a limited number, and I'm not sure what they're doing with them this year, so I'll try to find that out.
Thank you.
Okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Mick.
Go Riders.
Yep, appreciate it. 356-9397. I'm trying to think down at Unity, and I think it might have been for homecoming. Maybe we used to smash the car. Everybody took a swing on the with a sledgehammer. I'm trying to remember. I don't remember if it was just homecoming or if we did that for the first game. That's where my memory is slipping on that. But if you have any of those, if you want to just call me and say, hey, go whatever, where you went to high school, you can do that. At 356-9397. Just thought with the start of the football season, high school football got started last weekend. College football, of course, starting last night. Couple of games, couple of Big Ten games, at least Big Ten teams involved. Northwestern and Minnesota did play. Or excuse me, Northwestern and Purdue played over in West Lafayette. Northwestern won. And then, of course, Minnesota played New Mexico State, and they won their game. So any memories like that, you know, if you say, well, I really wasn't involved in sports or I don't remember, well, just give a shout-out to your high school and your college. And I'm trying to think of when I was at Liberty University out there, we didn't have our school was only 10 years old at the time, our university. So we had to play the games over at City Stadium in Lynchburg, Virginia. So I actually had to bus everybody over, the band, the fans. They had like a regular shuttle running up and down. And it's if you've never been to Lynchburg, Virginia, it's very mountainous, very hilly. And so, you know, students coming from a mountaintop, coming down into the city to go to a football game at the City Stadium. So, all right, let's see here. I got a text in, says, I was a 1985 Centennial graduate, played football, was on the homecoming court. Go Chargers. Yeah, homecoming court I never got close to. I didn't have a chance, I don't think. Newman High School, home of the Redskins, pep rallies and decorating lockers. Yep, those are all good. I don't know, do they do a lot of that today, decorating the lockers, or was that more of a bygone era? I know my daughters have been involved in Spirit Week over the years at Centennial. All right, next up at 10:20 is Cindy. Good morning, Cindy.
Hi, good morning. I wanted to tell you I graduated in 67 from Champaign High School prior to Centennial. And I was not a cheerleader. I was what they called a pepette. It was I don't know, 20 girls maybe. Mm-hmm. We cheered with the cheerleaders. But especially during the Urbana game that week, it was just excitement, a lot of enthusiasm. And on the evening of the game that Friday, we would all march from Champaign High School out to McKinley Field. The band would lead us, or maybe the cheer, I don't know, whatever was first, but the crowd at McKinley Field was like what you'd see at the University of Illinois on a fantastic game. The support back then was amazing. There were no empty seats. You were just crowded in. People stood around the fence. It was just exciting and so much fun. We loved it back then. Haven't really thought about it since then, but glad you brought up those memories.
Yeah, well, very good, Cindy. And I'm curious because for people that were at Champaign High School before Centennial came into existence, I'm guessing that for them, Urbana was the big rival. And obviously for those after, well, then you'd have the two Champaign High Schools. I don't know if that rivalry is bigger or will it always be Urbana?
Oh, I think, well, I don't know how it is now. My kids are already out of high school and out of college. And but back then, since it was only the two high schools, the rivalry was just unbelievable. I mean, Champaign against Urbana. Then once Centennial, that was the year after I graduated that mm-hmm. they opened Centennial. I think I don't know how they do it. I think they've got a trophy that they pass mm-hmm. around from the teams. But I don't think they'll ever be a rivalry like they had with Champaign-Urbana. Mm-hmm.
So they didn't have a trophy at the time? That came later?
Yeah, they probably did, yeah. And I think they called it something like, I don't know, the Wright Street Trophy or something, because that was the dividing line. Well, still is,
yeah.
But I don't remember that. But like Karen said earlier, we decorated all the lockers of the football players. We always had a homecoming parade that was fantastic, and even Centennial did that until a few years ago. Mm-hmm. But it was just very exciting.
Yep. Well, those are great memories. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you. And I love these Fridays that
well,
you do. It's
I do,
really
too.
Fun
thank
to,
you. I have a lot of fun with them. It is. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, thanks a lot.
You
thank
bet.
You. Bye.
Thank you. Yeah, it is fun to reminisce a little bit and think back. And just remember, there are certain things, you know, that stick out in your mind. So what we're doing today, if you're just joining us, is Flashback Friday. I thought with the start of the high school year, the high school football season, the college season, the academic year started this week at the U of I. Just memories that you have of high school with involving football, or maybe you played, or if you didn't, you weren't around sports, or you didn't care, give a shout out to your high school. Tell me where you went to high school, where you went to college. Anything that stands out in your mind, you can certainly share that with us, and that's kind of what we're doing on the phone line, text line, or email. Hi, Ben. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are
so,
you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Hope
good.
You're doing well, too.
I
this is a fun topic. I'm calling in. So I went to Uni High here, which did not have high school football by the time I was there, although I did have one of those T-shirts that said undefeated since 1956 or whatever. But I did attend University of Michigan for undergrad and then University of Illinois for grad school. And, you know, lots of football traditions at both schools. But one that I really appreciated at Michigan my sophomore and junior year, so this would have been like 2006, 2007, was a more spontaneous tradition that arose, which is something I always appreciate. You know, I love the old traditions, but it's always fun when something new arises. There was a student who would come into the student section. He just started this on his own at Michigan after halftime, and he would have bought several hot dogs out of the concession stand, and he'd bring them in, and he'd get up on the bleachers, and everyone around him would sort of get down and sit down, so he would be featured prominently, and he'd hold the hot dog up in the air, and he'd wave it around. And he'd shake it at this side of the crowd, and everyone would cheer for it. And he'd shake it at that side of the crowd, and everyone would cheer. And then he'd fling the hot dog, and the bun would go one direction, and the hot dog would squirt out and go another direction. And he would do this with several hot dogs until stadium staff came and escorted him and kicked him out of the stadium because you're not allowed to throw things at the stadium. And it became a phenomenon where we would chant, hot dog man, and it was you know, when the security would come and kick him out, we'd boo. When he'd come back, there was one game where he escaped them and he ran back in and he threw another hot dog and we all cheered and went nuts and totally stopped paying attention to the game for 5 minutes. It was such a unifying thing that our graduation speaker a couple years later referenced him, and it got the biggest cheer of any part of that speech. So it was a really fun thing and something I always think back to. You know, whenever I look at the student section, I think of how one guy just unified us all behind something as dumb as throwing hot dogs at the crowd. Yeah.
And I wonder what he's doing today.
You know, he's probably some neurosurgeon or something. He's, you know, from humble beginnings.
Wow. Yeah. See what I miss being up in the press box? I would have never seen that. You know, that's
there
pretty
you go.
Cool.
Yeah. Got to get down and slum it sometime.
Do like Harry Carey did, do a game from the student section.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that's a great story, Ben. I love that. And do they dislike Ohio State as much as we think up there?
You know, they do, although I have to say, so I growing up here and going up to Michigan and then getting to see the rivalries with Michigan State and Ohio State and Notre Dame, Michigan State was always the one that I disliked the most. You know, everyone's got their least favorites, and so that ended up being mine. Maybe that's just because I was there at a time when Ohio State kind of just had our number, whereas Michigan State, that was during the Mike Hart little brother era where we'd have a lot of Michigan State fans who would come in, and I always saw a lot more property damage from the Michigan State fans than the Ohio State fans, so, you know, all those rivalries are strong, but as a bit of an outsider coming in, Michigan State was the one that I disliked the most.
Hey, Ben, great memories. Thanks for sharing those.
Take care.
I appreciate it. Yeah, hot dog man. How about that? All right, Script Ohio, some of the major ones you know in the Big Ten. We're pretty familiar with that, right? You've ever seen Script Ohio at Columbus? That's pretty cool, I have to say. And we are way up, way, way up at Columbus, and you get a great view of the whole Script Ohio. And there's a couple of others here. March On which I have not seen. If somebody had called earlier about the Army-Navy game and going to it in person. I think we had one of our guests had had a son out there playing. He said there's nothing like it in person. It says, before kickoff of every Army-Navy game, the entire Corps of Cadets and Brigade of Midshipmen get on the field. And it is quite a sight, from what I understand. So that's one of them. And then there's Rolling Tumors Corner down at Auburn. I can tell you about that. Okay, back to the Army-Navy, if it'll stay on my screen. It keeps popping away here. There are more than 9,000 cadets and midshipmen who march to the field. They line up in tight rows and columns. They march with every movement rehearsed and perfect coordination. From the distance of their step to the arc and travel in the swing of their arms. They take the field, stay until they are all there, then march off in the same order. That's at an Army-Navy game. All right, those are some of the traditions. We can talk traditions of college football, high school football. If you just want to give a shout-out to your class, Unity High School Class of 82, for instance, like I just did. Centennial Class of 01, we just got one of those in. So give us a call, text or email. Back in a moment with more Penny. All right, Flashback Friday. Just doing a little reminiscing about high school days or where you graduated from. If you want to just give a shout out to your high school and say go something like go Rockets or go Spartans or go Comets or whatever you want to do, you can do that. Also, you can. We're talking college tradition. We just had a great story about the hot dog man at Michigan. See, I'd have never known that, being up in the press box. So that was a great story. Someone texted in, Centennial Class of 01. We got that one. Newman had another question about the tent, and I'll talk to Karen during the news here and find out what the story is on our tent. If you've ever needed collision repairs on your vehicle, Gallimiller Paint and Collision Repair is the place to call. First, a full-service collision repair facility. They know having a car accident's a serious matter. Choosing the best collision repair specialist is also very serious, and they would like to prove. Their motto is, where action speaks louder than words. And the big thing is, when you've had an accident, your mind's kind of racing. You're thinking, what was I thinking? Or what were they thinking? That's the other one. It's a hassle, okay? And you know it is. Once you get the insurance information exchanged, hopefully, turn your keys over to Gallo Miller, and they'll take care of it from there. Free estimates always offered. They deal with all the insurance adjusters and all the different 1-800 numbers you have to call. They take care of all that for you. So go to their website, get lined up with them, gallomiller.com. They hope you do not need them, but if you do, Gallo Miller, Paint and Collision Repair, right there between the Neal and Prospect exits, Kenyon Road. You can see it from the interstate as you drive by. Very attractive building, and just keep them in mind if you're in an accident. 10:32, Michael Kaiser is here, class of?
2001, the Paina Panthers.
Paina Panthers.
Are really good. They're really good. Football team is, yeah, they're really good. They had a really good season last year. I think they went 10-2 or something around there. That's not accurate, probably. It's really close to that. But when I was in high school, they had a couple of good years here and there, but the Paina Panthers, and you said go Comets, absolutely not. That's the Greenville Comets, and I can't go for that. They're in our same conference. So
it was interesting because our junior high team name was the Comets.
Oh, okay. I guess I'd let it slide because down the road here. Yeah,
right. Junior high Comets, but the Rockets, of course.
Jim died, and he went to Litchfield, as you might know, and yeah. Litchfield and Paina play each other on a regular basis.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't like Litchfield either.
All right, we'll come back with more of this. Get your phone calls in, your emails, your texts. We'll get to all of it after the news. All right, Flashback Friday, Penny for your thoughts. News Talk 1400, DWS. We're just reminiscing a little bit, as we do on the last hour of the last Friday of the month. We had a busy first hour, the Illini Friday, and the Centennial Expressions were in with Marion Wyatt. She's in her last year doing all of that. They're around town today, I think, at Meyer and the Rebounders. The quarterback club meeting today where I'll be a little bit later. Lovie Smith, Josh Whitman going to speak over there. And then, as well, there'll be a Jimmy John. So you can check them out, and they'll be in various locations and show them your support and appreciation. And then we had Kent Brown and Cassie Yarner, and also Barry Hauser from the Marching Illini. Kent and Cassie with the DIA about what's happening tomorrow with the 11 o'clock kickoff and all the activities in Grange Grove. Somebody asked me about tickets to the tent, our WDWS Light Rock 97.5 WKIO tent. We've given all the tickets away. So I'm sorry. I'm out. We're out, according to Karen, who's the guru of all that. And we're just reminiscing about high school football since it's the start of the season. And maybe some memories you have, whether you went to high school, college, your alma mater, whatever you want to share with us, you can do that. Memories of some of the games or maybe a big game or something you did at the game. Or if you say, and I usually test this out on people around the building, you know, give me this or that, and I kind of gauge which direction I might go with it by kind of their reaction. And some people said, I don't have any memories of it. I don't remember. Or I wasn't involved in sports, so I don't know. Well, if you don't have any memories, just give me a shout out. Get a shout out to your high school, class of whatever. So we can do that. And you can at least do that, right? It says here, I went to Bement and Monticello high schools. After serving in the Navy, I went to Parkland and Lakeland College and Eastern Illinois University. This is from Tom on the text line. He says, I played softball, football, and basketball when I served in the Navy in Barbados. I won a trophy when I played football. That's from Tom. Shout out to DeLand Weldon High School, class of 83, go Eagles. And Eastern Illinois University, class of 87. Also, shout out to the Unity Rockets for my kids, class of 14 and class of 17. Go Rockets. You remember your school song or chant? Remember, like U-N-I-T-T-T, you know, we did that. Hello, Brian. A shout out to Michael Kaiser from a fellow Pena Panther, class of 81. That's from Steve. A couple of the other college traditions I came across that you may or may not have heard of. And some of them in the Big Ten we're pretty familiar with. But in the Big 12, Sooner Schooner, the first appearance by the Sooner Schooner where they run the ponies out with the wagon, they lost September 26, 1964. They lost to Southern Cal. But that was forgiven, eventually became the school's official mascot in 1980. An all-male student spirit squad called the Roughnecks ride and handle the schooner. It's pulled by Welsh ponies, originally Shetland ponies, which are named Boomer and Sooner. That's appropriate. How about Mr. G? Hi, Mr. G.
Brian, nice to hear your voice.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. Firstly, I want to congratulate you on a great piece in the Chicago Sun-Times. I opened the inside cover of the Sun-Times to see Brian and Jerry Hester on the inside cover, two-page article. Really kudos to you and the author for getting it right and really capturing what a warm and wonderful human being you are.
Well, boy, that's very nice. Thank you for getting the paper and looking at it and reading it. And Jeff did a nice job with it up there at the Sun-Times.
So in terms of my Illini game day traditions, when we were going down four games on a regular basis, the first thing I'd do is I'd break out my Illini Inn Mug Club card, head over to the Illini Inn at about 9 in the morning, and chug a beer at 9 in the morning. I don't think I can do that anymore. Firstly, the Illini Inn doesn't exist in its former state anymore.
Right. They just refurbished
secondly,
it, though, I think.
They did. I'm going to have to check it out. Mm-hmm. And secondly, I can't drink beers at 9 o'clock in the morning anymore. and after the game, and this one we'll never get to revisit, but it was a wonderful tradition, and I actually carried it on with my sons, and we did this for decades, was after the game we would head over to Po' Boys, have a couple sandwiches, shoot the bowl with the locals and people who were just passing through and grab a great sandwich and really enjoy a post-game atmosphere that was uniquely Champagne.
Mm. Those are great memories, and they stick with you, don't they?
They do, much like the pulled pork and barbecued sauce.
So do you get down? Are you coming down for the game tomorrow, or are you going to be around?
I won't be down. I've got kids in from out of town tomorrow. I won't be down, but I will make it down, and I'm optimistic. I think that Lovey's doing it the right way. He's understood that you had to tear down a bad house and build a new one, and I believe that's what he's doing.
Well, we're going to see hopefully some forward progress, and I think he's pretty optimistic just listening to him. When you know, as we talked about earlier with some of our other guests, I mean, he's very level-headed, very level emotions, but when he expresses a really positive thought, and you can just see the kind of twinkle in his eye that I think he knows something's up.
I think he understands that in order to win in the Big Ten, you better be good on both sides of the line.
Yep.
And I'm really optimistic about both sides of the line going forward. We may be a year away, but I think we can get to 5 wins this year and get to 8 next year. And that's what I'm hoping for. And I hope people are patient and supportive and we get back on track in terms of attendance and support for the program, because I think he's doing it the right way.
Mr. G, it's great to hear from you, and hopefully we'll see you when you're down.
Yeah, and last night, Northwestern and Purdue both looked pretty tough. We're going to have our work cut out for us.
Yes, we are. That Western Division, they're all getting a little better, so we got to keep up.
Take care, Brian.
Thank you, Mr. G. Appreciate it. Great Illini memory there. Let's see here. What else I was looking at? Running through the T at Tennessee. I don't think I've heard that one. The Midnight Yell at Texas A&M. And I know our former president of the university, Bob Easter, was down at Texas A&M. He can probably tell us about that, the Midnight Yell. He was down there for a while. The Cowbells at Mississippi State. Only at Mississippi State can you have a tradition with no official start date that involves a cow and has nothing to do with a school mascot. Nobody knows when it officially started, but it appears to have come onto the scene sometime between 1939 and 1942, during a stretch when the team went 34-5-2, the best in school history. One story has it that during a game against Ole Miss, a cow wandered onto the field, and because Mississippi State won, the students viewed it as a good luck charm. The story goes the students brought the cow back to the game for a few years, then decided to just ring the cowbell. By the 1950s, everyone was bringing cowbells to the game. We'll take a break. Back with more after this on Penny for Your Thoughts today on Flashback Friday. Ah, yeah. Flashback Friday here at the end of August, talking a little about high school and college traditions and memories, and connected to sports and football traditions and so forth. And if you want to text in here in the next 8 minutes, you can, and give a shout out. You say, well, I don't really have any. I don't have anything on this topic, but hey, go Rockets class of 82, something like that, if you want to send that in. We got one of those, Marion, Illinois High School, South 7 Conference. I.E. Dyke Edelman, Itchy Jones, Stephen Bardo, pep rallies on Friday afternoons. Southern Illinois, SIU University. This is before tailgating and keggers. All right, and Colorado, you may have seen this, the running of the buffalo. The first time a buffalo made an appearance on the football field before a Colorado game was in 1934, just a few weeks after the Buffaloes picked up their nickname. Although there have been sporadic appearances, the tradition of Ralphie running across the field didn't begin until the homecoming game against Oklahoma State, October of 1967. At first, the Buffalo's name was Ralph. Then it was pointed out Ralph was a she. The name was changed to Ralphie. There have been 5 Ralphies. All have been females. 5 handlers run with Ralphie before opening and second-half kickoffs. She is so popular that in 1971, Ralphie was named the homecoming queen. At Colorado. There you go. Carl, good morning.
Hi, I'd like to say that the excitement begins tonight. There's a game in the morning that Tom Stewart Jr. is going to be co-anchoring. I'm really excited about that. I haven't seen Tom in about 6 months. And then Saturday night, you've heard of Steve Flynn, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
deluxe. Steve Flynn's going to be cooking a meal for the class of 1968, Champaign Central, Champaign Centennial. The big thing about that is this 50 years ago, the first graduating class of Champaign Central is Champaign Centennial. So we have a large number of students that are former graduates that are going to be making the game tomorrow morning, as well as the celebration tonight at Jupiter's, as well as Steve Flynn at the Elks Lodge.
So you're doing some things tonight and then more tomorrow, right, at the game?
Yeah, there's going to be we're going to go to the game at 8 o'clock. There's a tour of the Centennial High School and then a tour of Central to see if we remember how it was 50 years ago. And, you know, I thank the Lord I made it. I've been watching 6 months ago to who passed away and who didn't.
Yeah.
And not everybody in town that graduated from Central wants to go, so that's their choice. This is a free country, and people in other states, some gave excuses. My dog's sick, my toilet's overflowing, and other things. No excuse at all, but we're going to have a great time. We had one last September, and everybody got along. Some people said, everybody hate each other? Well, maybe in high school, but, man, we're all 68 and 69 years old.
Yeah, you know, it's time to move on, I guess, right?
Yeah, and at between the first and second quarters, they're going to announce, and we get to stand on the end of the field, that this is the 50th graduation class of Champaign Central and Champaign Centennial.
And, well, it sounds fun. It sounds good, and I know they had to kind of juggle things around a little bit with all that's happened this week, but hopefully everybody will turn out, and that'll be a great day both tonight and tomorrow.
Well, you know, people ask, who graduated in that class that's so important? You know, Clyde Turner graduated in 69. Well, we had George Chin Jr. We had Michael Markstaller, Steve Flynn. Oh, we have Carl Lohmeyer. Who's he? I don't know. That's me. And there's a lot of other people, like too numerous to mention, but everybody that went to school there got to choose which way they went to in life. Some people made a lot of money, some people didn't. I'm happy just to see people. I saw David Ray last September. I hadn't seen him in 48 years. Mm. It's amazing.
Wow.
But we have one young lady that can still do splits. She was on the cheerleading squad for Centennial High School. And last September, she did a splits on the gym floor.
Wow.
And I'm sure she'll do it again.
Well, good. Good luck to her. And good luck to you guys, yeah. Okay?
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Carl. If you're looking to get a house this weekend, or at least look at some, Damian Spencer, Fisher National Bank. He's teamed up with our friend Steve and Pam Starwald at Keller Williams. They've worked together for 10 years. Damian's been in the mortgage lending business for over 20. And today is Friday, and in between all the activities, if you want to go look at a house, you can do that. Maybe you want to find out what you're pre-approved for. How much can you afford? You can find that out today. Whether you need help transitioning from one home to another, whether downsizing, maybe your family, you've got an empty nest now, or maybe your family's growing. You've added some here in the last couple of years. Well, Fisher National Bank, Damian Spencer, the guy to contact. Call 239-7156. You can Google the friends at Starwalt. They'll get you hooked up with Damian at Fisher National Bank, 1710 South Neal. And just find out what you need to know. Go with the information you need to purchase the home of your dreams. So make sure you take advantage of his expertise. Damian Spencer, Fisher National Bank. Got a couple minutes left here. Brian is with us. Hi, Brian.
Good morning, Brian. Brian, when I was in school, you used to be able to get to the Illini game for a dollar. They had a couple of, like, outhouse booths on both ends of the horseshoe, and you could go in there, and the benches are they had wooden benches back then,
mm-hmm.
And the bleacher didn't go all the way up, and the other side of the field was all open. There was no impi there, so the wind would just blow straight across, and I can remember vividly the smell of cigar smoke as the older guys would show up, and a lot of them were smoking cigars in their trench coats, and, you know, it was a different time. The band was playing John Philip Sousa, and every time they score a touchdown, it rained toilet paper rolls down out of the stadium.
Yeah.
They had to clean them all up. And it was quite the sight to see all these toilet toilet paper rolls unfurling themselves as they stream down out of the upper deck.
Hey, Brian, thanks for calling me today. I appreciate it. Got to run to the news, but thank you.
Bye.
That'll wrap it up for today. Thanks to all of our guests, the Champaign Centennial Expressions, Marion Wyatt and her team. Jim Turpin stopped by. We had Kent and Cassie and Barry on from the DIA and the Marching Illini. And, of course, you for all your input on the Flashback Friday. We'll do it again at the end of next month. Talk to you tomorrow from the stadium. Join us, WDWS, Champaign-Urbana. Have a great weekend.